Well, let's take a look at some state tournament action yesterday. Boys state soccer quarterfinals getting underway yesterday. In Class 1A, it was Iowa City Regina defeating Trainer 3-0. Gilbert defeats Davenport Assumption in double overtime 1-0. Williamsburg advances 2-1 over Nevada, while Des Moines Christian shut down Iowa Mennonite 4-0. In 2A state soccer quarterfinals yesterday, Pella beat Perry 2-1. Cedar Rapids Xavier over Dallas Center Grimes 3-0. Storm Lake a 6-0 winner over Hudson, and Marion outscored Newton 5-4. In 3A state soccer boys quarterfinals, it was Waukee beating West Des Moines Valley in overtime 2-1. Iowa City West a 2-1 overtime winner over Ankeny Centennial. Ankeny defeated Cedar Rapids Prairie 3-0. And Bettendorf Morningstar Rivermont beat Iowa City High 1-0. Those winners advancing to the semifinals. In girls Class 1A state tennis play yesterday, in singles action in the consolation semifinals, Nicole Gilbert of Shenandoah, a winner over Anna Freiberger of Wallard Catholic, 6-1 and 7-6, moving her into the consolation finals, where she ended up placing fifth overall as Gilbert defeated Katie Aritz of Ballard, 6-4 and 6-1. In the doubles semifinals yesterday, the doubles team of Sophie Walker and Sydney Stryker of Red Oak was a winner over Maddie Overman and Katie Wichman of Waverly Shellrock, 6-2, 2-6, and 6-3 to advance to the championship match. Walker and Stryker ended up placing second overall as they lost that title match to Olivia Fain and Taylor Hogan of Columbus Catholic, 6-love and 6-1 in yesterday's singles and doubles tourney. Last night's high school girls softball play from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Bunch of doubleheaders last night. It was Harlan over Creston twice, 14-2 and 7-4. Lewis Central swept a pair from Red Oak, 10-0 and 14-5. It was Glenwood winning twice over Kemper Catholic, 13-2 and 9-0. Denison swept a pair from Clarinda, 9-2 and 17-1. And Shenandoah took two from St. Albert, 15-4 and 12-4 in girls softball. Also in girls softball last night from the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam a winner over Stanton 9-6. Bowyer Valley beat Fremont Mills 17-6. From the Western Iowa Conference, it was IKM Manning over Logan Magnolia 7-5. Underwood beat Tri-Center 22-1. Missouri Valley 10-9 over Audubon. And Trainer beat Riverside 8-3. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox over Southwest Valley 10-4. Mount Air beat Bedford 13-2. And East Union over Nottoway Valley by an 8-7 final. In boys baseball play last night, a couple of doubleheaders in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Harlan swept two from Creston, 2-1 and 10-0. Kemper Catholic took a pair from Glenwood, 3-2 and 7-4. It was Lewis Central over Red Oak, 14-1. Denison over Clarinda, 5-0. And St. Albert beat Shenandoah, 4-3. In Rolling Valley Conference baseball, Bowyer Valley over Whiting, 7-5. Pocahontas Area beat Coon Rapids Bayard, 15-4. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was Logan Magnolia over IKM Manning, 9-2. AHSTW beating Griswold 10-0. Audubon edging Missouri Valley 3-2. Tri-Center got by Underwood 4-3. Trainer beat Cherokee 9-3. In the Corner Conference, it was Stanton a winner over Cam 3-1. Fremont Mills beat Clarinda Academy 26-10. Pride of Iowa Conference play saw Lennox beat Southwest Valley 11-3. Nottoway Valley over East Union 12-3. Mount Air beat Bedford 12-7 last night. University of Iowa senior Tyler Cropley has been named an NCAA Division I second team All-American by Collegiate Baseball. That was announced Thursday by a Collegiate Baseball newspaper. Cropley, a semifinalist for the Johnny Bench Award, is the 20th All-American in Iowa baseball history and the 6th under Hawkeye coach Rick Heller. He's the first Iowa catcher to earn first or second team All-America honors. Alex Dvorsky was a freshman All-American as a catcher outfielder in 1999. The McCook Lake, South Dakota native hit a team-best 342 as a senior and led the team in hits, doubles, RBIs, and slugging percentage, as well as on-base percentage. The catcher also tied for the team lead with 43 runs and was second with 9 home runs. Cropley ranked in the top 15 in the Big Ten Conference in 9 different offensive categories this year. The first-team All-Big Ten selection paced the team with 21 multi-hit and 14 multi-RBI contests. Cropley's 20 doubles are tied for the second most in a single season in Iowa history.